from JMI Wealth. Welcome to the new week, Andrew Kelleher.
Very good morning, Mike.
So what are we making of Wuhan, eh?
Well, we've got to talk about it, haven't we? I mean, there's obviously been a sort of reasonable escalation over the weekend. In other words, the situation all just got a lot more real. We saw a significant share market reaction in Friday night trading in the US, on the US trading markets. A 2.09% fall in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, that's 603 points, and a 1.77% fall in the S&P 500, slightly lower fall in the NASDAQ, and further moves in commodities, Brent crude, in US dollars, trading $56.62. Now, that was just under $69 in the first week of January. The gold flight to safety continues there, $1,589 for gold, and that's the highest level seen since 2013. And you sort of say, well, why now? I mean, we've known about coronavirus for a couple of weeks, but I think we're starting to see a higher degree of regulatory response. So the US has declared a public health emergency. The World Health Organization has designated this a global public health emergency. We now have over 14,000 cases. So that's well in excess of the extent of SARS, where we had around that 8,000 cases. So we've got significant travel disruptions now. They will have an immediate impact on travel companies, accommodation providers, hospitalities companies, all of these that have a significant exposure to them. I saw this number reported over the weekend, Mike, $258 billion, yeah. US dollars, that Chinese tourists spend overseas every year. That's a lot of money. Business and commerce are facing worsening disruption. I think, just make a key point here, Mike, there's a key differentiation between SARS and the Wuhan virus. When you got SARS, you knew you had it within 24 hours. This 14-day incubation period actually is a significant difference, because if you think you got SARS, you know you've got it, or you haven't got it.
Yeah.
But this 14-day period basically means everyone's got to go into isolation, right. You've got to stop them traveling. It's a significant difference. Now, some examples that we're seeing, factual examples, Apple's closing all of its stores in mainland China until February the 9th. Starbucks has closed more than half its stores. One-third of French investment in China is in the Wuhan province. Honeywell opening an innovation center there, that's not going to be open anymore. You're obviously going to see a drop in domestic spending in China just when they were concerned about low levels of growth. Numerous airlines suspending Chinese flights. Chinese share market opens this week, and it's going to have a significant downward adjustment.
And we've got issues too. I can't sell any crayfish. Meat's down. The price of meat's down. We can't travel. They can't travel here. Dairy's going to get hit. So we've got a lot to think about here as well.
Yeah, we do. So I mentioned the number last week, 400,000 tourists from China each year, spending several thousand dollars on average. So accommodation providers, foot traffic through attractions, think about places like Tapua and Rotorua, lower passenger numbers through arrival points. Yes, China, a key export market, just under 28% of goods exported go to China, so very significant market. Seafood exports, I understand crayfish prices have dropped from $130 a kilogram to $80 a kilogram. Significant there, because seafood is sold fresh in places where people gather in China, so they're no longer buying it. Dairy, I would have thought that'll hold up reasonably well. Most of our dairy is, a lot of dairy is sold in powder form, demand likely to continue. Meat is going to be affected by that hospitality, restaurant industry, the extent we're not sure yet. I suspect we could see some short-term issues on forestry pricing. And of course, education, Chinese students, we don't know whether that will happen. That will depend on how long this thing lasts. Kiwi dollar under plenty of pressure too, Mike. You're not going to see any central banks doing anything to interest rates in terms of upward moves while this is going on.
Numbers, please.
28,256 on the Dow. As I said, down 603 points. The S&P 500, 3225, down 58. The NASDAQ, 9150, down 148 points. FTSE 100, 7286, down 96, 1.3%. The Nikkei actually went up 227 points, closing at 23,205. Shanghai Composite, well, the price from the 23rd of the 1st is irrelevant. We'll see what happens today. The ASX 200, 7017, up 9. And the NZX 50 gained 52 points yesterday on Friday, closing at 11,717. Now, look at these rates on the dollar against the US. Kiwi dollar, 0.6455. Against the Aussie, 0.9650, holding up there because the Aussie's getting smashed as well. The Euro, 0.5825, 0.4895 pounds, 17.05 yen. Gold $1,589 and Brent crude $56.62.
You have a good one, mate. See you tomorrow. Appreciate it very much. Hard to travel at the moment, isn't it? Not because of the virus, the currency alone. JMIWealth.co.nz.